backbone of any country in the world, any country in the world, are the strategic sectors. Space, defense, and atomic energy are the three major strategic sectors which drive any field of engineering or sciences and lead to the entire development of a significant portion of the country. And if you look at the strategic sector of space, which we are currently talking about, of course, people preserve their strategic sectors very closely. They don't let most of the information fly out of the strategic sectors. It's not only with one country, but every country does it, even our own country. And if you look at the overall scenario, when we go and study abroad for a particular in a particular field of a strategic sector, what happens is that the amount of information what we get in terms of practical experiences gets limited. And the second point is that once we are getting in terms of what is happening in the strategic sector everywhere in the world, of course, we get it from the news, but we are used to work most of the time with that. And when we go there with a lot of hopes, we'll be working on topics not near that topic because of the fact that they are in strategic sector. But when we are within our country, we have the entire freedom to work in all the strategic sectors. Of course, there are limitations, but these limitations are being overcome now through a lot of favorable policies of the government, which will be conducive for the infrastructure development. So we are in an era where the infrastructure is being developed, and we are also to be cautious that if we do not have an infrastructure, do not say that we don't have the infrastructure, so we have to go abroad, but let's develop it here. Why not develop it here? So right. If you do not have a machine, people have the tendency to buy the machine. And yeah, say we have the machine, you're happy. That attitude should be out of the students, and people should start building their own machines. Just consider the case of a 3D printer. Most of the 3D printers are imported.
Absolutely. It could be something small, and then, you know, if it works well, then we could do it at a bigger scale.
Yes. That attitude change should be within the mindset of the people, of the students, wherein the infrastructure will automatically develop. And this is a great learning curve. So what happens is that after a particular amount of time, if the infrastructure, an imported one, for example, would die because of lack of parts, of lack of spares, and what is the situation when we have our own infrastructure, which has been developed, and everything is within the country, there is no end of life.
It makes a lot of sense. And you're really saying it. What you're saying now kind of links back to what we discussed earlier about the fact that we need more indigenous products, that students really need to be passionate. If students are passionate, they will be motivated to dive deeper in within a particular subject to understand if a particular infrastructure or if some machine is not available, how do I go about making that afresh in our own country? And I think that will help India a great deal.